Too quiet? Aye, slightly St. Georgie, it is that. You are my sunshine, my own... Daft Woolly, snapped Rob, without taking his eyes off the strange landscape. The singing stopped. Aye, Rob, said Daft Woolly from behind him. Ye ken, I'd said, I'll tell you when you was guilty of stupid and inappropriate behaviour. Aye, Rob, said Daft Woolly. That was another of those times, was it? Aye. They moved on again, staring around them. And still there was the hush. It was the pause before an orchestra plays, the quietness before thunder. It was as if all the small sounds of the hills had shut down to make room for one big sound to happen. And then they found a horse. They'd seen it back on the chalk, but here it was not carved into the hillside, but spread out before them. They stared at it. "Awfully wee Billy," said Rob, beckoning the young Gonagall towards him. "You're a Gonagall. You ken about poetry and dreams. What's this? Why is it up here? It shouldn't be on top of the hills."
"Serious hiddlings, Mr. Rob," said Billy. "This is serious hiddlings. I canna work it out yet."
"She knows the chalk. Why'd she get this wrong?"
"I'm thinking about it, Mr. Rob."
"You wouldna care to think of it faster, would ye?"
"Rob,"
said Big Jan, hurrying up. He'd been scouting ahead. "Aye," said Rob gloomily.
"You'd better come and see this."
On top of a round hill was a four-wheeled shepherding hut, with a curved roof and a chimney for the pot-bellied stove. Inside, the walls were covered with the yellow and blue wrappers from hundreds of packets of Jolly Sailor tobacco. There were old sacks hanging up there, and the back of the door was covered with chalk marks where Granny Aching had counted sheep and days. And there was a narrow iron bedstead, made comfortable with old fleeces and feed sacks.
"Do you have the understanding of this, awfully wee Billy?" said Rob. "Can you tell us where the big wee hag is?"
The young Gonagall looked worried.
Mr. Rob, you ken I've only just been made a Gonagall. I mean, I know the songs and are, but I'm no very experienced at this."
"Aye," said Rob Anybody.
"And just how many Gonagalls afore you have walked through the dreams of a hag?"
"None I've ever heard of, Mr. Rob," Billy confessed.
"Aye.
So you already know more about it than any of them big men,"
said Rob. He gave the boy a smile.
"Do your best, laddie. I dinna expect any more of you than that."
Billy looked out of the shed door and took a deep breath.
"Then I'll tell you, I think she's hiding somewhere close, like a hunted creature, Mr. Rob. This is a wee bit of her memory, the place o' her granny, the place where she's always felt safe. I'll tell you, I think that we're in the soul and centre o' her, the bit o' her that is her, and I'm frightened for her, frightened to my boots."
"Why?"
"Because I've been watching the shadows, Mr. Rob," said Billy. "The sun is moving, it's slipping down the sky."
"Aye, weel, that's what the sun does," Rob began. Billy shook his head.
"Nay, Mr. Rob, you dinna understand. I'm telling you, that's no the sun of the big wide world. That's the sun of the soul of her."
The Feagles looked at the sun and at the shadows, then back at Billy. He'd stuck his chin out bravely, but he was trembling.
"She'll die when night comes," Rob said. "There's worse things than death, Mr. Rob. The Hiver will have her, head to toe."
"That is nae going to happen," shouted Rob Anybody, so suddenly that Billy backed away. "She's a strong big wee lass. She fought the Queen with no more than a frying pan." Awfully wee Billy swallowed. There were a lot of things he'd rather do than face Rob Anybody now, but he pressed on.
"Sorry, Mr. Rob, but I'm telling you she had iron then, and she was on her ain turf. She's a lang, lang way fra hame here, and it'll squeeze this place when it finds it, leave no more room for it, and the night will come, and... 'Scuse me, Rob, I ha' an idea."
It was Daft Woolly, twisting his hands nervously. Everyone turned to look at him.
"Ye ha' an idea," said Rob. "Aye, and if I tell yez, I dinna want you to say it's inappropriate, okay, Rob?"
Rob Anybody sighed.
"Okay, Willie, you ha' my word on it."
"Weel," said Willie, his fingers knotting and unknotting,
"what is this place if it's not truly her ain place? What is it if it's not her ain turf? If she canna fight the creature here, she canna fight it anywhere."
"But it will na come here," said Billy.
It does not need to. As she grows weaker, this place will fade away.